Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with Brazilian jazz artist Ricardo Bacelar. We caught up with him from his home base in Brazil to talk about his new 2022 CD. It's a great mix of pop, world, jazz, and fusion music, showcasing his wide range of skills. It was recorded in a state-of-the-art recording facility in Brazil, and this happens to be his first recording where he recorded, produced, and sang and played all the instruments exclusively. He explains all of this and more. Enjoy the interview.
Hello, Joe.
How are you? I'm good. How's life?
Yeah, great. And you?
It's wonderful. Thanks for taking a minute out today.
Okay, I'm in Brazil now.
Oh, good.
Great.
Wonderful. How's Brazil today?
Ah, it's fine.
Good.
We have Lexus. Lexus in the... It's quiet in the moment.
Yeah, I hear you. I understand those times, for sure. Well, hey, thanks for taking a minute out. I'm looking forward to talking about your new 2022 CD.
Yes, Congênito, in Portuguese.
Talk to me about the new album. You know, the world's opening up, COVID's slowing down. How does this release feel for you?
Okay, this album... is an album from Brazilian music, and I recorded it alone, and I played all the instruments because I have a recording studio in my house. It's a big one, very important studio because I have a lot of technology. And we use Dolby Atmos and 3D technology of the binaural audio. And this album was born that the research that I was taking in the studio and about the microphones, the preamps, and the room, and the quality of the instruments. And I produce and I record 12 songs. I don't have new songs. It's a songs from... big ones, big stars from Brazilian music. Caetano Veloso, Gilberto Gil, Ivan Lins, Chico Buarque, and others. And I found a concept of sonority with acoustic sounds, and I produce all the instruments like a hand and then my hand, because I don't use samples or then use electronic machines or drum machines. I produce all the percussion instruments playing alone and playing the real playing. And I love make this album because it was a research immersion and the work of sonority and textures of the arrangements I was building like a much experimentation and put some species, some tastes, different tastes, and the result is this album is launched in the United States and Brazil, South America, and Japan, and Europe, and for my label Jasmine Music, and I have this studio and I have a label of good music, Brazilian and jazz and instrumental music.
Talk to me about your journey in music. Where were you born and raised, and how did music become your life?
My family, my father is a piano player. He's a jazz piano player, and I was born in a family who loves music and have a huge collection of alternative music, rock, jazz, classical, electronic music, and a lot of different species of generations of music, Brazilian, American, North American, African music. And I have contact with a lot of different repertoire. And this house, well, had two pianos there. And I started to study piano at 5 years. At five, and I started to play classical music and started the classics. And I was studying harmony and listen jazz and the albums of jazz, Miles Davis, Weather Report, and a lot of the classics, and Dexter Gordon, all the jazz rock and the fusion and Chick Corea. I love Keith Jarrett because he's my influence, the most influence, in a Brazilian piano player and composer called Egberto Gismontes. For me, is a very big influence. And I was living in Fortaleza. I will go into Rio, to stay in Rio during 12 years. And I found a record label and a studio. And I have a big one band in Brazil in the 80s and 90s. We have a lot of commercial success in the 90s and 80s. And we play all of the country because Brazil is a very big country and we have a lot of spaces for concerts. And I start to record with important musicians and artists of Brazil. And I start to record my solo career, and I play 6 albums, one of piano, solo piano, jazz and classical piano. The other one is a fusion jazz festival alive, a festival of jazz. The third one was a Sebastiana I recorded in the United States with a lot of of South American rhythm, and I collect a lot of influence for the South America. And the next one is a jazz album recorded in Blue Note Rio, and then I record a album with a Caetano Cavalcanti, and I launched in this year a single with Toninho Waters, a Brazilian guitar player. And I'm launching this album, Congênito. It's very special for me because it's the first one, and I record and mix in Dolby Atmos. The atmosphere of the album is very important to me because it's a test drive for my studio, and the trash test drive for me for use this technology, because you can specialize and put the elements, the percussion, the sound behind your head and above your head, and you don't have more the stereo space. You have a lot of a circle inside your head to put the instruments, and we have a consequence when you use this technology because you have a lot of space to use counterpoints and more details of the music. You can arrange and specialize these instruments in your head, and you have, when you have this technology, you use the binaural. The binaural is a transposing of Dolby Atmos for the headphones, and your headphones you can listen the specialization of this instrument in your head, and you have Dolby Atmos and streaming service, Apple Music, Tidal, and Amazon. You can listen in Dolby Atmos. And for me, it's a happiness to launch this album because I love it, Ricardo.
Wonderful. Ricardo, thank you for opening up about the album. I'm looking forward to profiling it on the show. I was really looking for a good expose on the album, and I think you nailed it. So thank you for taking a minute out today. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players in Brazil, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. Thanks to Ricardo for his time, music, and story. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino in the iTunes Store. Visit NeonJazz at YouTube.com, and for everything Neon Jazz, go to the NeonJazz.blogspot.com. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.